Sacrifice for the Future Astronaut. Every night at 6, my parents return from a moon and dust off their spacesuits at their garage door. Their commute back is as much work as the mission. With a well-dented rocket, they keep their distance from dozens of other moons they don't want to revisit, and the world's largest satellite celebrating the first dog to orbit Earth, who sits next to her bowl. My parents are thirsty when they come home. My mother goes for a glass of water. My father cracks the Budweiser. They don't grunt once. Their butts hit the couch. Many things have fallen out of their pockets, keepsakes from past lunar trips, like sutures and bullets and runny ink pamphlets passed out at their father's funerals. The news is on, and the news is dead, 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 and more airtime for white supremacy, the belief its own moon. My parents don't scream. They yawn quietly, rub their eyes, and stretch, before they envelop me with careful arms, nodding at the TV, nodding at my stammering. But they're blunt. Terrible men pop up every now and then. We go to the backyard to tend our garden, and I ask them what they've gone through, which moons. When the time comes, they'll let me know. The sky is full of red. Their eyes are full of red. I want to hold them, but they're too selfless to be held. They don't want me to feel the weight.